This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pandemics?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Our broadcast week has just begun. Welcome, one and all, early morning out west, mid-afternoon back east. And wherever you are around planet Earth, we welcome you to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, kicks off right now. Super Don got up early for us, barely. Are the notes up, my friend? Are they up? Are they published?
Yes, they are.
They are.
They got right under the wire. Got them published.
You know, so. I have to say I'm so impressed with you, Super Don, because, you know, even when you get up late and you put it all together and we show up, it's like, the notes get up there eventually, and usually on time or early, and there's no millennial mistakes in spelling. It's so impressive.
Well,
I just want you to know that.
The passive-aggressive dig on the millennials is
yeah,
observed.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's like, way to start all positive there. Well, I was making a genuine compliment to Super Don.
No, I appreciate it. I do.
And he's thinking it's
much.
A dig to our millennial friends. Listen, I'm still impressed with our millennial former assistant producer, op-ed, Ed Zoll, for getting asked President Trump a question last week at the New York and the United Nations. That was still so cool.
You know, when we were talking to him, it was unfortunate because his connection was kind of bad on the cell.
Yeah.
So we were kind of missing some words and stuff like that. But you could tell he was just on a kind of a natural high from that whole experience as he was talking. And I'm telling you, man, what a guy, right? I mean, he's just got the TV voice. Mr. President, I was wondering about the BB and the Israel peace in the Middle East, blah, blah. You know, and it was kind of like, wow, that was very impressive.
He was good. He was good. And he's got the face for TV, unlike you and me. So we're glad that... Ed is doing so well, and thank you for acknowledging our good buddy at True News there. Now, today on the show, we've got Stuart Tomp from CV Sciences. We got to dive headlong into more detail on the DEA rescheduling CBD, but only if it's Epidiolex, a drug. Absurdity. Yeah, more absurdity. How is this going to impact our access to CBD from hemp? Or will it not impact it at all? We're going to talk about that. We'll find out about that. Also, there is news on fluoride from the scientific research. Also, Forbes magazine attacking Mercola over his suggestion that you use dietary supplements instead of a flu shot. We're going to go there. Yes, we are. Forbes has done a lot to invest in unscientific, unsound reasoning, even though the suggestions that Mercola makes, I might not agree with necessarily, or it might not be my first choice, but I'd rather go that way than the flu shot any day. So that's some of the controversy we'll dive headlong into today as well.
And you'll never guess who's now writing for Forbes. We'll reveal that as well.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. And funny enough, they also attacked that same writer, Chuck Norris. That's not a good move. Not a good move at all. So we will dive into this first story here about drug companies paying FDA and NIH to fast-track and market vaccines. There's something called regulatory capture. If you're new to this show or new to the concept, it means that the agencies that are assigned a job, right? For instance, as I call them, the Fear and Death Administration, not the Food and Drug Administration, but really their the if we go to the origins, the Pure Food and Drug Act, Harvey Wiley turning over in his grave. We go back to the history, find out the real people behind what was intentionally, well, intent was set. Intent was set to be good. We want to protect the people by preventing toxic poisons entering the food supply or making sure that any drugs that are utilized or claimed to be something that's good for you will not kill you. Now, the sad and dangerous and deadly irony is that the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA, is now protecting the manufacturers of toxic poisons, including toxic additives to the food supply, from the harm they cause the people. What do you mean? It protects the harm. Well, listen, if the people are harmed, they would normally have an ability to go after, via the courts if necessary, to be made whole again if possible, when they are injured by an unsafe drug or food additive or food or, you know, anything like that. But what the FDA has basically done, it's been captured by those larger conglomerations that poison the food supply or that put it into injectable form and just shove it right into your little baby's arm or tushy. This is not good. But this is what happens when you centralize power. You say, let's put all of this power to protect the people in this agency for everybody. Now, like, what, 320 million people they're going to protect, right? And then the industries that have special status, that have been granted monopoly status by the government. Who else can grant monopoly status? Nobody. It's the government. And so in this case, you get these companies that are already multi-billion dollar conglomerates because they've been granted monopoly status over what? The health of the people, right? We sell drugs to protect you. And we figured out, these companies, that if we can control the agency or agencies responsible for regulating us in a monopoly, we've got it made. And boy, do they have it made. Evil, Machiavellian, however you want to say it. I mean, these people, they have captured not only our regulatory agency like FDA, but even our so-called scientific institutions like NIH, National Institutes of Health, where they begin to throw money in a certain way to get certain outcomes, and then the media gets to report on all the wonderful science that's being conducted by our government labs, or funded in reality, in toto, pretty much, by the very companies that will benefit via the positive press that is covered by the phony science that is delivered. So, a big story, and it's pretty deep, and I won't be able to go into all of it, but I'll ask Super Don for some of his insights as well. This is in the vaccinereaction.org, talking about this capture, talking about the funding of these agencies, and how basically there's a fast-track potential. If you say, hey, you know what, we don't stand to make a lot of money. And this is the way I'm understanding this, Super Don, so clear it up for me if I'm wrong here. We don't stand to make a lot of money going after this small category of people who are suffering from strange maladies or diseases on planet Earth, but if we show problems, we say, hey, we're going to invest our money into this. But in order for us to do that, you got to give us something in return, FDA. How about you fast track us some other drug or vaccine that we've got in the pipeline that would take us 10 years to get out? Or you could get it out there in a year or two or maybe less. How about that? And even better, we're a small startup. We could sell that fast tracking privilege that we, you know, bought by basically saying we're coming out with a drug that, you know, we're not going to make a lot of money. Not a lot of people have it, but hey, you've been giving us that incentive. We'll sell it to Merck. And they'll get in there with a fast track on a new version of the HPV vaccine, HPV9, that we can then market by government approval and monopoly status to women 18 to 49. Right? They were saying the Gardasil, it's only for like 9, 10, 11-year-olds before they get active, right? To prevent the HPV, which they claim would then result in what? Cervical cancer. Which, folks, is a lie. It's a lie! L-I-E, they lied! They lie to you constantly. But again, this is the game that's being played on you. And if you participate in the pharmaceutical industrial complex via insurance schemes, guess what? The most dangerous thing you can have in America, not a gun, really good medical insurance, even if it's covered by government. That means the taxpayer. I'm doing a lot of air quotes today, Super Don. I'm annoying myself on this topic, but there's no pleasant way to cover what this story reveals.
Yeah, you know, I remember, because I was just reading through this here, and this act, this uh, food Food Drug Administration Amendments Act passed by Congress in 2008. That was right before, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that Obama got elected.
That is correct.
And it was something I remember reading about quite a bit, because the impression that I got on it was that you had these diseases that basically had no treatments.
Yeah, they have drugs for them. They said, we have drugs.
You know, they call them neglected or rare pediatric diseases. And so what you had was a lot of lobbying, I recall, going on in Congress to do something for these poor, rare, neglected diseases, for these poor kids that basically were being told there's nothing we can do for you. And so what this did was, this was supposed to generate, or attempt to generate, more innovation, you know, within the drug industry, in order to get them to consider to start working on these other types of drugs. So they gave them breaks, right? You know, they gave them, you know, breaks and incentives, and one of them was this ability to put this PRV in place so that they could get it to the market quicker.
Yeah.
To help these poor kids with these rare diseases that they had no treatment for. So on the surface, you could look at this, and you could, you know, from the emotional standpoint, right? I mean, imagine being a parent. Your kid has this disease nobody's ever heard of, and they're you know, just like, there's nothing we can do. Nobody's doing anything. Why? You know, and it was the beginning of that thing where they were going after the, I think, anyway, after the drug companies away, going, you know what, you guys, all you guys worry about is profit, right?
Right,
you know, what
right.
about these poor kids over here?
Yeah, so, but it backfired.
But, and listen, we predicted this when we were covering this, that, you know, this was just going to open the door. You know, it was just going to open the door for these drug companies in order to figure out how to make, obviously, more money, which I understand they do it for profit. But at the same time, a lot of these drugs that are getting fast-tracked now through this program are not drugs that initially were intended to be used, right?
Right.
For
like, like they're going to submit something to compete with Humira, right?
Right.
One of the most devastating, deadly drugs out there.
Yeah.
Another devastating, deadly drug will get a fast track from the Fear and Death Administration. Folks, it's a deranged lunatic asylum. When we talk about that, the so-called healthcare system in America. And I know that people around the world look at America, oh, you're so cruel, you won't cover people for anything. No. The third leading cause of death. Look at this poster over my left shoulder if you are watching on YouTube. People that claim, well, we live in socialist countries, we have universal coverage. No great shakes unless you're universally covering them for homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, naturopathic medicine. And even then, I don't want a third party intervening. I want the freedom. No, I demand the freedom. I live the freedom to choose what I perceive to be the superior form of medicine, and it is not pharmaceutical medicine. It is the medicine of creation. That's right. Don't mention the G word. No, I will. God. Yeah, God's medicine. It's not big pharma.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Scott Belcher. All right, we're back to Health Freedom, Healing Liberty on tap here, and it overflows abundantly, especially when my friend Stuart Tomp joins me from CV Sciences. We've been friends for many years, and as I mentioned on the break, I'll say it again, he brings integrity into every discussion we have. He dives deep into the peer-reviewed literature. He interviews and engages with PhD-level scientists and doctors all over planet Earth, and in particular now on the CBD from hemp issue. Or from any form of the plant where we can get CBD. What's the story? The DEA recently reclassified CBD, apparently. That's what the news stories are saying. And yet they did it apparently only for the CBD coming from the drug known as Epidiolex out of GW Pharma, a cloned version. But to get to the bottom of this, Stuart Tomp, CV Sciences is back. How are you, my friend?
I'm spectacular, and thank you. Yes, this is a very nuanced, as every conversation is these days, but this is a particularly nuanced and complex narrative. Let's go back a couple of years ago. Just in the Wayback Machine, here we are now back 2 years ago, and we're all online, and we go to the Controlled Substance, the CSA, Controlled Substance Act. You go to the CSA, you look at the list of the controlled substances. You would not find cannabidiol listed as a controlled substance. You would not. You would see the word tetrahydrocannabidiols. That would cover the different forms of THC, whether it's Delta 8, Delta 9, the different isomers of the synthetic THC, even the ones that are potentially really dangerous, like, you know, AK-47, spice bath salts. But you would have not seen the word CBD cannabidiol ever listed. So when the media is reporting that the federal government has relisted, rescheduled C CBD, I think it's an important thing to argue that what they're doing is scheduling it for the first time because CBD was never scheduled to begin with. Don't you think that's a distinction, a difference that's really worth pointing out?
Well, if you were able to find this, Stuart, right, and you don't have the resources of, like, major mainstream media, you know, conglomerates, whether it be USA Today, New York Times, or CNN, or Fox, or any, is anybody, because I haven't seen that reported at all. Oh, by the way, with this new reporting of the scheduling of CBD or descheduling, whatever it is, it was never on the schedule to begin with. I have not seen any mainstream media outlet report that.
And that's one of the reasons to tune into your show and to shows like yours, although there are very few shows like this, because of that reason. And again, I'm not trying to argue that we're right and they're wrong, but the change process, right, the decriminalization, legalization, the end of reefer madness, our understanding of cannabinoids and the endocannabinoid system and the role of this stuff for human health, this is not going away. However, there's a lot of unrealistic expectations, many unrealistic expectations that change happens quickly. So let's be really clear on what happened. The drug Epidiolex, which is made of 99% CBD, and it contains, this is important, Robert, 0.1% THC. So they set that as a threshold, sort of a volume exposure, because this is mainly given to children. This 99% plant-based cannabidiol CBD drug has now been Schedule 5, has been scheduled Schedule 5, which is the same category as Lyrica and Robitussin, for example. So they put it into a category, now this is important, that keeps it just outside the international treaties that everybody is so confused about in terms of where cannabinoids fall on the global regulatory scale. You get it to the fifth, you schedule five, you're outside of those international treaties. That's interesting too, isn't it, Robert?
Yes, it is. Well, yeah, we've been...
that they went from suggesting, when you read the Department of Justice's and the Drug Enforcement Administration's paperwork on this, and that's all online, they're doubling down saying if it comes from any source, it's all Schedule One, except for this here drug approved by the FDA. Now, that really puts us in uncharted territory in terms of freedom, doesn't it?
Oh, my, terribly, potentially. Now, are you saying, Stuart, and we're almost up on a break, but are you saying that they have officially also stated that if the CBD cannabidiol, which was never on the schedule at all, if it's not from this GW Pharma clone version of CBD with 0.1% THC, that it has now been made a Schedule One? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're insinuating that without any authority. Without any authority to do.
Well, we're going to go into that further when we come back, folks. This is information you will get no mainstream media source. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, kicking off our broadcast week with Stuart Tom from CV Sciences. Y'all check it out, plus CBDOil.com. We'll let you know how to get a deal if you can't get it locally as well. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. There are some in Congress who say Brett Kavanaugh's testimony this past week proves he doesn't have the temperament for the Supreme Court. Senator Lindsey Graham tells ABC's This Week those comments are nonsense.
I'm offended by the fact that anybody would hold it against Brett Kavanaugh to be upset by the way he was treated. Words were put in his mouth that he didn't say. He's accused of being a gang rapist, a bumbling, stumbling drunk, a degenerate person.
And White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tells Fox News Sunday the White House is not going to micromanage the FBI's investigation, but it will have limits.
They're going to go and they're going to provide information, and the Senate's going to have to make a determination to either vote for Brett Kavanaugh or not. This can't become a fishing expedition like the Democrats would like to see it.
And President Trump told a rally in West Virginia the FBI can interview anyone they want. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, who's got another thing coming? You, the people, we, the people, or Big Pharma and the agencies that pretend to regulate, who are captured by it? Controversies abound, of course. DEA supposedly reschedules something that was never scheduled, the CBD in the drug called Epidiolex. The claim by Forbes is that, well, the feds still say CBD is illegal in every other place and time and form and everything. Is it true? Stuart Tump from CV Science is here to discuss that. We've got links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Stuart, I love that you get this perspective and bring it to us, because I don't even have time to go to the depths that you do on this subject.
Well, thank you very much. I'm deeply committed to the truth, at least as best as we can understand it in such a murky conversation, and something we were saying off air that I need to say so that everyone hears this.
Mm-hmm.
There are different products, different markets, and different customers. Yes, we believe that there should be and will be access to low THC, high CBD, outdoor grown fiber food agricultural hemp. That's what the hemp farming bill is all about. CBD is just the hot product right now because it costs so much money to make.
Mm-hmm.
Once we grow a lot of hemp, the price is just going to just drop, and then we'll have all the plastic alternatives. So that isn't going to stop at all. And those products are different and unique from what goes on with the pharmacy products.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a child that has drug-resistant seizures, either the, I think it's the Gaston-Lenon or the Dravet syndrome, the product now that is approved by Uncle Sam that comes from a plant called cannabis sativa to treat seizures is now available at a pharmacy near you, and it's in the same schedule as Robitussin to give you an idea of its safety. This is incredible news. Why should anybody be upset about this? This is all of the validation that you'd ever want. This is the first plant-based cannabinoid. The federal government has spent years telling us there's no medical benefit. Now, yes, they're saying it's just this one product.
Right.
The plant itself is still Schedule 1, but this one product is Schedule 5. Isn't this really great news when you dive deeper and you say, ah, the chink is in the armor. They're finally admitting the truth is setting us free. Now, that product at the pharmacy for treatment-resistant epilepsy, no one should be treating that in a health food store. Right, Robert?
No, not officially. Obviously, you know, you know how much of a pro-freedom guy I am. I want people to get to decide however they want to do it. But, you know, the regulatory setup in America is that you can't go to a health food store and get treatment for disease.
Well, you don't have to anymore. You can go to the pharmacy and get Epidiolex and get it covered by your insurance, especially because the dose needed for epilepsy is 20 milligrams of CBD per kilogram. Now, at 6 cents per milligram, it's going to cost about $35,000 per patient year. You want that one covered by insurance, don't you, bro?
Yeah, but here's my take on this, of course. If you realize that the CBD is CBD is CBD, maybe the difference is that their threshold for THC is 0.1%. From a dietary supplement perspective, these industrial hemp-based products, CBD as a supplement that can't treat a disease officially, can go up to 0.3%. Still not enough to create the high of...
Oh, no, but really quick. Hold on. Our finished product, our gold soft gel...
Mm-hmm.
is 0.1% THC. It's 0.3% of the dry weight of the leaf. Mm-hmm. But now the finished product, we're on the equal same footing. I think we're saying the same thing, and I love how this narrative is coming out. No matter who's listening or how you're listening to this, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha!
So,
everybody wins!
Right.
If you're the FDA and you needed to go through the insurance process, you got it. If you are not dealing with treatment-resistant epilepsy, but it's stress, anxiety, depression, oh, my goodness, what CBD and hemp extracts can do for fear, for people that can't sleep and can't think, that stuff is tonifying. It brings you back to normal, doesn't it?
Yes, and I'm going to add this in terms of the regulatory environment. If they attempt to prohibit our access to the dietary supplement form of CBD that's making no claims of drugs that drugs are quote-unquote allowed to do, they are going to have to go through me because my wife is alive today because of CBD that we got from hemp that was not approved, not covered by insurance, that we were able to access directly in a free market, not through deception or force or coercion, but through research and finding and discovery and the freedom that we have as Americans to utilize the substances of creation as long as we stand up in defense of that.
Well, that's why this is such a charged and exciting conversation. This is more intense than any television drama anybody could ever even dream up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're being told out of one side of our mouth there's no benefit. On the other side of our mouth, this is the biggest thing ever. Have you seen these cannabis stocks, these companies in the last few months? What's happening that the world is finally recognizing that because we're hardwired with an endocannabinoid system, that eventually you can grow something in your backyard to modulate energy balance, modulation of pain, learning, memory, reward, your emotions, even the whole process of neurogenesis, right? Unlearning and learning. That's all dependent on healthy endocannabinoid activity. So we've got something pretty amazing here that they cannot control no matter what maneuvers they engage in, it won't work. Resistance is futile.
So clarify for me once more, though, Stuart, on the so-called de-scheduling.
Yeah, let's do it right now. I'll clarify. You're going to hear. Okay. You're going to love it. I'm going to read the exact sentence, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this is from the paperwork. It says, this permit requirement applies to a drug product containing CBD extracted from the cannabis plant because, as further indicated above, such product is a Schedule I drug under the Single Convention. Are you familiar with the Single Convention?
Well, this is where they listed all of the things that were subject to that scheduling of the number one category under the treaty that said you can't traffic in narcotics.
Yeah, this is the Single Convention on Narcotics in 1961, narcotic drugs. So these are treaties that we've signed globally. This has nothing to do with our freedom here personally in America. I mean, this is a big conversation. This is a conversation worth having right now, because CBD was never Schedule I ever. Hemp was always exempt from the Controlled Substance Act definition of marijuana. We fought that at the Ninth Circuit, and we won Hemp Industry Association. These products have low to no THC. They don't get you high. They get you healthy. And all of a sudden, these giant organizations want complete domination of the most powerful molecule ever discovered that you can grow in a pot of dirt in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting really exciting now. I remember I said years ago, I'm likely to have a canoeing accident and go missing. That's getting closer, isn't it?
Don't you dare, my friend. Keep an eye on our buddy Stuart. Listen, what you read verbatim, you read it word for word. They said they intimated that it was in there, the CBD. But if you refer to it and go to it, it's not in there. So that, again, they
Going back. Here's what they're doing. They're playing games now. They're moving the goalposts. They're saying, wait, no. But cannabis is a Schedule I drug under the Single Convention. Now, it says tetrahydrocannabidiols. It says marijuana. But hemp is genetically different than marijuana. And so now we're going to play these word games here. Remember, this stuff had no medical benefit. That's what we have to never forget. They kept saying, this is a gateway drug. The fear went to greed. There's no benefit now. This is the biggest thing ever in the history of natural medicine. That's convenient, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But as I was saying, they make you believe something that isn't real.
Correct.
Yeah.
They're doubling down and tripling down. And I remember when it happened. They put up the drug code 7350. We woke up, went to work one day. This was back in 2016. I'll never forget this. All extracts from the genus cannabis are Schedule I. We're like, no, they're not. They're here. Go look at your list.
Yeah.
No, they're not. What are you doing? What's going on here? Fascinating. And as the popularity grows and all these hit pieces come out and they try to write all these negative articles, people are reporting they're sleeping better, they're feeling better, they're thinking better. They're responding to stress, fear, and anxiety. We're under psychic attack. And all of a sudden, hemp CBD is available in health food stores everywhere. Perfect time. Perfect time.
Yeah. Folks, this is a game to control your mind, to make you perceive and believe
it
things
is, no.
that aren't
you
real.
You know how I am? I haven't quite had the gumption to go there, but I'm pretty clear now. They're trying to do everything they can to stop this thing.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Because he said what it means for the people. We originate here from the United States, but people around the world listen to this show. This plant can single-handedly free your mind in so many ways. And I'm not focusing at all on the psychoactive aspect of THC, right?
No, you're talking about just the let's talk about that for a moment, okay? Neurogenesis.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability to learn and to unlearn.
Yeah.
CBD can help rescue neurons that are under attack because of stress. If you can't unlearn something, that's part of PTSD. A healthy forgetter is important as a healthy rememberer. That was convoluted, but you know what I'm getting, right? You got to be able to unlearn. So you can, like, if you have to unlearn that the earth is flat, so you can learn that it's round, so you can keep growing. The ECS, the endocannabinoid system, is involved in neurogenesis. CBD balances aberrant endocannabinoid activity. It can help restore neurogenesis, rescue brain cell to brain cell. If you eat more omega-3 and take CBD, DHA helps with synaptogenesis and brain cell to brain cell communication. You reduce the stress and inflammation in the brain with this stuff, and you make new brain cells. So yeah, it frees the mind in many different ways.
This is why CBD from hemp, cannabis the plant as a whole, is perhaps the biggest threat to centralized bureaucracies around planet Earth. The power to be controlled and manipulated through fear. If you remove fear, if you allow for this neurogenesis, and I remember you introduced me to this perspective and property of the plant and CBD through the work of Israeli PhD researcher, what, Meshulam, Dr. Meshulam?
Professor Meshulam, yes.
Unbelievable. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I get it now. It was more deep than, oh, we're threatening the paper industry, the cotton industry, the drug. I mean, there's so, but ultimately, the ability to manipulate and control you depends on this neurogenesis factor that Stuart just brought up. Now, I will tell you this before we hit our break, and Stuart's going to stick with us till the top of the hour. This is the form I use, the CBD oil I get from Plus CBD Oil, CV Sciences. My family utilizes it internally and topically, and I would encourage you to look into it. Go to pluscbdoil.com. If you can't find it locally, and you go through their website, when you place an order, enter the code RSB15 for Robert Scott Bell, RSB15. You'll get 15% off at checkout. I'm so grateful for Stuart and the folks that are doing it right and have the integrity to show the safety, how it works, and label it appropriately as well. We're going to continue talking with Stuart Tump after this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links to hempsupporter.com, also at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Very often, y'all, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see me do things you can't hear me do on radio. And that includes the Plus CBD oil. I'll often do that during the show, sometimes multiple times, just because I like it. It doesn't create, you know, how if people that are very sensitive. My wife's very sensitive. She's got to be very careful with her doses because it'll put her out. And I don't mean in a negative way. She'll just, I'm relaxed. I'm not going to do anything right now. But this Plus CBD oil, Stuart, that's cafe mocha flavored, just ridiculous how yummy it is. The concern for some maybe would be, hey, would you end up taking too much? And if so, what would happen in terms of safety? Not a lot of products, even in the dietary supplement industry, have a safety margin as wide as CBD as a product done correctly. And I want you to, if there's anything I'm missing in that regard, I remember that.
Oh, no, thank you. No, we have to point this out. And so yeah. For the science-minded folks, I want to start and then reduce it. Mm-hmm. CBD by itself, the molecule, which is not what we're selling. We're selling mm-hmm. hemp extract that contains right. naturally occurring small amounts of CBD, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, the molecule itself, CBD, has almost no direct activity at the CB1 or CB2 receptor, okay? So it's not involved in sort of reward or appetite, you know, it's not involved in sort of the addictive process
right.
that some people may experience. So first of all, that is a safety thing because it works more indirectly. What does that mean? It helps to support multiple systems through the entire body, the serotonin system, the glutaminergic, GABAergic system to keep, you know, you less anxious. The PPAR, nuclear receptors that are involved in increasing insulin sensitivity. It's a more broad spectrum food, the hemp extract, to gently nudge the endocannabinoid system as opposed to drugs that just knock it in the face. So that's right. why this stuff is so exciting, because A, you can't patent anything like that. Hear me say that again. With 500 compounds working together called polypharmacy, you can't get that through the drug approval process. What you get through the drug approval process is 100% isolated CBD. Even that 99%, 100% CBD has none of the effects of THC. So that's where people now have to ask themselves, why would the government be restricting it if it's perfectly safe and highly effective? It's a good question to ask, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, it is. And we speculate, and I believe our speculation is absolutely correct as to why. We don't have to go into it now, but I just want to say it looks like a very interesting product. These now CBD oil gummies, all vegan. You've got organic ingredients as well. Very, very good in keeping it clean to do a product like this. Is this being marketed to who? I mean, who is your obvious target in terms of a CBD oil gummy?
Okay, well, first of all, if you look at the gummy packaging, there's no little kids lettering.
Nothing.
Sesame
yeah.
Street stuff on there, is there?
No, it looks very professional toward adults in this case.
Okay, so we've recently announced what we call generally recognized as safe. That's our formal toxicological data to put our raw material, our gold formula, into the food supply. So this is one of a couple of food products that are now on the market. It has 5 milligrams of the gold formula CBD with all of the other cofactors, the plant sterols, the fatty acids, the naturally occurring vitamin E. So this is a delivery system that people like. And compliance, when it comes down to it, is really a rate-limiting factor. So as long as we didn't market them to children, we waited 4 years until we had our food safety data before we put out a gummy. I mean, come on, from a business standpoint, they're delicious. We could have done them years ago and made a fortune, but we wanted to make sure we had the published safety food data.
Yeah.
I would say watch out how many you eat, although they are low in sugar. They're 2 grams of sugar per gummy, and I think it's a great way to get people that say, I love CBD, but I don't like the taste of it. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to expand the market and to have more people get the benefit.
By the way, organic sugar. I mean, you guys went to the levels that I would expect, but you know, most of these companies will cut corners and do it cheaply because they know they can. And I respect and appreciate you and your efforts there to make sure that you do it right. And again,
well, the team did great. Chris Morio and M3, they did an amazing job. They worked with great partners. The colors, oh boy, we did a deep dive. The colors are all 100% natural. That's so hard to find.
Yeah.
It's organic seaweed extract. It's tapioca-based. It's not pig gelatinous material.
Right.
We did everything we could. Now, again, if you're a purist, we sell the concentrated oil. Just eat that.
Yeah, you got all the options, folks, and I want you to go check it out, pluscbdoil.com. Stuart Topp, my brother. Thank you for being here. Can't wait till the next time. Don't run away. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, where I remind you simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.